Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like, in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Hi, Adam H. here to tell you about a new podcast network that's on the horizon. Whirlwind Podcast will be headed your way on March 23rd. What is Whirlwind Podcast? It's a place for us and our friends to talk about TV, movies, and more. And most importantly, have fun doing it, right, Dara?
Whoa. But wait a minute. Don't you already have a podcast? I mean, what is One Indescribable Podcast?
Well, every Saturday, Adam H., Todd the Librarian, and I, TV Lindy, talk about musical TV shows. We'll be starting our coverage of Season 3 of Girls 5 Eva, and we're so excited. Aren't we, Todd?
We sure are. And if people don't know about what happens on the podcast, here's a brief snippet of our Girls 5 Eva Season 2 retrospective to get you primed for Season 3.
So the first person who got 1 point this season is Ashley. And I think that's totally justified. She was a member of the group. She's got this intriguing backstory. Did she fake her own death or not? We explored that this season. So I think this is a well-deserved point here.
Yeah, Lindy saying that the point that she gave was well justified.
Yeah.
Oh, did I give it?
Yeah. Oh, did I?
Was it me?
Did I perform this task? Yeah, of course it was you, Lindy. I don't think it's a justified pick at all. She's dead. She's not even here. She faked her own death and she's gone. Show back up and then I'll give you a point. What do you mean?
Okay, so that's the craziness you can expect from us every Saturday, but the fun doesn't end there.
On Mondays and Wednesdays, we'll be dropping episodes of Previously On, where we try to figure out what's happening in a show by only watching the Previously Ons. Season 1 of Pretty Little Liars is available for you to listen to, and I will lead Todd and Adam through the first couple seasons of Shameless. But don't worry, Melissa, I would never let them be done with Pretty Little Liars.
Thank goodness. They were so close to figuring out who A is that I was getting nervous. And of course, by so close, I mean not even remotely close. And if you don't believe me, here's a clip of them trying their best.
The next thing we see is Jason again telling Spencer that Allison said that she threatened Toby if he ever told the truth. Then we see Jenna tell Spencer Allison told her that she was afraid and asked if that's why one of them did what they did. So Spencer catching a few strays here from Jason and Jenna via, you know, things that Allison said back in the day.
I listened to what you just said, and I got to be honest, I don't understand what happened.
I'm so can you just read that sentence again?
Yeah. So Jason tells Spencer that Allison said that Spencer threatened Toby if he told the truth.
Okay, stop there.
Okay, well, we try. Some of us don't just throw out wild theories that make no sense all the time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, thankfully, if you're looking for more of that wild energy, you don't have to go too far because in addition to both of these podcasts continuing, we have a few new ones to announce, starting with Tuning In with Todd and Tommy.
Oh, I'll be tuning in for sure.
Five sure.
Every other Tuesday, Tommy and I will be talking about anything and everything animation. We'll cover full seasons of shows as well as do broader themed episodes. For our first episode, we'll be doing an overview of the first season of X-Men, the animated series.
That's the one with Hugh Jackman, right?
Clearly you need this podcast. Just roll the clip. Unless you're like us and they're crazy completionist binge watchers who are just going to watch everything. Because that's Tommy and I both. Tommy and I both are
what are you
that.
Talking about? It's only 1,000 episodes of One Piece. It's not much.
I still can't believe you watched all of One Piece. Was that since the live action version of One Piece came out?
I don't know if I should admit this on a podcast, but yes, it is.
Oh, my word, Tommy. That is impressive. Even I, who am well known for my binging habits, am extremely impressed and terrified by your binging. Explains why I didn't hear from you for a couple of months, I think. That's like, tell me, I can message Todd, I can watch One Piece. I gotta watch One Piece.
Listen.
Okay. Can I get in on this?
Oh, absolutely.
Great, because on Thursdays, Adam and I will open the doors of Whirlwind Investigations, where we'll be recapping Veronica Mars from the beginning and going episode by episode.
That's right, and no matter how you feel about Logan, or any other character for that matter, we promise you it's going to be a good time.
Can I get a sneak preview, even though I'm going to disagree with everything you say?
That's okay, Lindy. You can be wrong sometimes too, even though it's usually Adam.
The other thing I have to say, Melissa, one of the best parts of this show, and I don't want to be overly dramatic, but I get down to this every time. The friggin' theme song.
It's so good.
Me?
It's so
we
good.
Used to be friends. Oh my God. When they hit that chorus, I'm like throwing my ass back. Like I am literally, I love grooving to this thing every time. Sarah can attest to this. I am like, I'm like backing it up. Like it's such a good opening theme song.
There is nothing I want more in life now than to watch this show live with you and see you backing that ass up to this song.
You can see it anytime. I'm here anytime. I'm sure. Honestly, I'm surprised Sarah hasn't taken a video of it before because I do it every episode.
Girl, I'm going to drop you my email, please. I need it. I need
every
the video.
Every single episode I do. This is so good. I'm excited. Like anyone who hasn't seen the show, when it hits,
come on, sugar.
Like you're just gonna feel something in your bone. Okay, let's land this plane, or rather this TARDIS, with our final podcast announcement for now. That's right, the Who A podcast has regenerated and has become Inside the TARDIS, where Melissa, Kevin, and I will continue our coverage of Doctor Who.
We're starting right where we left off with season 6 and bringing you all of our usual rants and silliness. If you missed any of our coverage, you can find it all in the Whirlwind podcast feed. Get excited for some wibbly and some wobbly.
What about some timey and some whimy?
Oh yeah, that too. And if you don't know already, here's a little bit of what you're missing out on.
Okay, it felt to me like it went from like 0 to 180 in a fraction of a second. Is that the right numbers? Did I say that right?
0 to 60 normally.
0 to 60. I don't know.
Also pretty fast.
Yeah, it's pretty quick either way.
Anyway, I went from a small number to a big number very quickly, and that was anyway.
Living mannequins coming and attacking you is a small number for you, Melissa. That's a pretty big number for me. Okay. Yeah.
What? How big a number?
I guess it's a
I don't know.
Number for
yeah,
me.
I guess what's the number? Depends on the scale. We're going to 180 because then it's like at least a 70. Okay. If we're only going to 60, then it's, I don't know. I'm not doing math, but
right,
it's a number. It's not zero. I'll tell you that. Those mannequins are.
Are the three of us? Aren't you the one that does the most math?
Yeah, but I don't do like geometry. Is that what that is?
Is this angles geometry?
It's not geometry at all.
Angles? Speed?
Angles?
Velocity? Yes, I don't know. What is
happening?
You think 0 to 180 has to do with like a protractor?
Yeah, what did you think that saying was about? This is incredible.
Wait, hold on. What? But 60 is, I guess it's not that fast. And that's Whirlwind, a bunch of friends coming together to talk about stuff we love with people we love even more.
Aw, that's so wholesome.
And also sometimes we yell at each other.
And occasionally have to sit on a fence or two.
But all the time, we are going to be having tons of fun.
Okay, so I absolutely use a calendar and know what's going on at all times and never get anything mixed up. But for those who don't, what's the schedule again?
Monday is Previously On.
Tuesday is Tuning In.
Wednesday is More Previously On.
Thursday is Whirlwind Investigations.
I know Friday is Inside the TARDIS.
And Saturday is One Indescribable Podcast.
But what am I supposed to do on Sundays?
Get caught up.
Okay, yeah, good point. I, for one, am very excited because we are starting March 23rd with season 3, episode 1 of Girls 5 Eva.
You can follow Whirlwind Podcast at Whirlwind Pods on Twitter and Instagram.
And check out our website, whirlwindpodcast.com.
And if you want to send us feedback for any podcast, you can email us at whirlwindpodcasts@gmail.com.
And be sure to subscribe to Whirlwind Podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts and get caught up in all the fun.
It's Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.